Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Ben is unable to be with us today. So to interview happy couple number two, Danielle and Michael, I have the other half of my happy couple, Jared, here.
I've always felt like the poor man's Ben Higgins. And every time he's not on this podcast, I replace him. And it's just like, but that's not a bad thing.
To be a poor man's Ben Higgins?
He's an A plus. If I'm an A minus, that's fantastic.
You know that you're an A plus plus.
I really appreciate it. Well, that's so sweet. Okay.
Sweetie. Okay. Well, we are going to just let Danielle and Michael into the room and get this cute gush fest going. I'm not sure if there is a couple out there that America is more happy for than right here in front of us, Michael A. and Danielle Maltby. Congratulations, you guys. I'm just so over the moon. Like, my heart is racing just looking at you.
Oh, thank you. We're so happy to be here.
So did you guys hide your relationship at all? we're too old for this shit. We're just going to go on dates.
Well, I mean, we really tried to. And then Wells asked if I wanted a plus one. And I was like, you know who I'm going to bring? Like, is that okay?
Yeah, to the wedding.
And
yeah.
For like Wells's wedding. And
which that wedding, by the way, if we were going to get caught,
I'd rather get caught in that.
It was the most amazing wedding I've ever seen in my life. So yeah, if we're going down, it's that way.
It's got to be a Wells wedding.
I feel like the production company honestly wouldn't even mind because they're just so happy for you guys. There are so many of them there. It's not like you went behind the production's back. And I also feel like you guys just reeked of, obviously, this is going to work out in paradise. So it wasn't like we were like on pins and needles seeing how it was going to end.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what wasn't really captured too much during the airing of the season was Danielle and I were just heavily guarded.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we we have a shared like history and tragedy, but that doesn't define us. Mm-hmm. But the ability for us to be able to break down our walls and actually welcome love in, that actually took a lot of time. That was not overnight. And that actually started happening once we left the beach. Yeah. You know, the final time that we got to that point where, you know, you get engaged, you break up, you leave together, there was enough there that we could feel confident, you know, dating in the real world and starting, you know, to create memories and doing all that. But it's really everything that happened off camera that really got us to the point that we are at today, which is, you know, we're celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow. So it's super cool. We're really excited. You know, her and James have a really cool relationship. Everything just seems to be falling into place.
I really loved that that you guys didn't hit milestones there in paradise. You didn't say love you. There was no talk of engagement. But behind the scenes, was there?
No, not really.
I mean, like, we both are like, I know you're not ready. I know I'm not ready. And like, I was like, you're not going to do that to James. Like,
yeah. I think where we are at this point in our life, like, we understand that the show has a timeline. Mm-hmm. We understand that the fans have a timeline. But for us, we are trying to
in the same city.
Yeah, ignored all of that noise. And we're just kind of marching to our own drum. And I think for us, just being kind of the intentional people that we are, it's in line with how we would normally conduct a relationship. I think for us, if we were to rush into anything early on or feel that pressure, we wouldn't be where we are today. So no. We're thankful to kind of have that patience and do it our way.
But we really trusted ourselves in that, and like knowing that it's okay, like we're not to go at our own pace.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. I think I found a person that is okay with that. And that's not always the case when you're going through this journey on TV.
Well, I think you guys are different in the fact that you've been through so much in your personal lives that going on TV and developing this relationship, you have a perspective that other people, including Ashley and I, when we were first on the show, just don't have, where it's like, oh, we have to do this and we have to get married and we have to go on this timeline. And you guys are like, no, that's not how life works. You know, we're going to go on our own speed. Was there, my question though, to bounce off that, was there anybody who asked you if you wanted to potentially propose on the reunion?
Mm-hmm. I flat out told them. I was like, I'm just going to throw this out there. Do not propose to me.
Okay.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't ask me at all. They know that.
Really? Yeah, they really respect and know you well.
Well, I think there is an understanding that you know, I'm guarded, and they were very, you know, understanding of where we were at our life. You know, there was discussion about whether or not James would be involved at the reunion, and there would be, you know, some sort of meeting on stage. And at the end of the day,
I just didn't feel authentic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I signed up for this. James didn't. Mm-hmm. And that's a memory and a moment that we want to keep private.
So what, oh, well, never mind that, because I was going to ask what your first moment, Danielle, meeting James was like. I mean, you guys don't have to answer that.
Oh, that's okay. We can talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, what was the first moment like?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was really cute. I was really anxious to meet him because I was like, oh my God, this kid doesn't like me. Like, Michael's going to dump me.
Yeah. Like, James, tell me everything.
But no, I feel like we just really hit it off really quick. I like had pulled up to the house and texted you that I was there. So we met at this like Airbnb in the middle of nowhere.
It was a happy couple weekend?
No, they didn't give us any happy couple weekends.
No, we were at an Airbnb in Bellevue, Kentucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
We were trying to hide out.
We were trying to be good.
It was just Wells' wedding. That was it.
That was the one slip up.
So you guys had the Airbnb.
So yeah, we were at the Airbnb, and I literally like, I hear this like thud on the window, and I look over and he's like, hi. It was so sweet.
No, we just had so much fun that weekend. He made like chimichurri for the steaks that Michael made.
Michael, what did you have to bribe James with in order to do that? Be like, listen, bro, I like this girl a lot. I need you to go right up to the window and make her feel right at home.
You know, it's surprisingly, he has a lot of emotional intelligence. He's
such an empath. He's such a sweet, warm kid. I mean, like, look who he came. I mean, like,
yeah, look who came from.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, he's really sweet, and you know, just as a parent, I'm really protective over him, and I introduced Danielle really as just a friend, mm-hmm. Because one of my concerns was always, you know, James already had his mom taken away. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been trying, like, cognizant of the fact that if I do bring another woman into our life and he gets attached and it doesn't work, you know, what are the consequences of that in his life and how he perceives relationships and how he views things? So really just introducing Danielle as a friend, allowing that relationship to develop organically. And again, at our own pace without putting, you know, titles on it. I mean, clearly we know we're together. but, you know, for him, he's just happy to see me happy. And I always came into this believing happy parents make happy kids. And dad's happy.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Is Danielle the first girl you've introduced him to, even as a friend?
Oh, yes.
Oh. Okay.
Well, of course he's going to say that.
No, I'm kidding. No, keep me totally honest.
I 100% believe you, Michael. I'm teasing.
Okay,
no,
Michael, it's all right. How did you go into paradise this time? Because it was such a huge thing with you leaving James for Bachelorette. And, you know, you ended up leaving because he was so upset about you being gone so long. So why did you choose to do paradise? How did you make the situation different?
I mean, for me, it was a lot less strenuous from a filming perspective. I mean, since we did The Bachelorette, he understood that I was going to be away for, you know, a couple weeks. It actually came at a really good time because it was during the summer and he went on multiple vacations with his grandparents. And by the time I got back, I mean, he'd been on 3 vacations and time kind of flew. And, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted to go on Paradise was it just seems like the success rate is significantly better. You get to spend more time with people, you know, you get to know just a lot more about them on and off camera. And it was at a time in my life where I felt like if I didn't take it, I'd always have that what if lingering in the back of my head, like maybe that was somebody I was supposed to be with. And I didn't want to watch that on TV without thinking that that could have been mine.
So Danielle, when did you get the phone call for Paradise? And then when you came down, were you open to dating people or was it Michael or bust?
So, man, I feel like production called me like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks before filming was supposed to start. And I was like, well, y'all are cutting it pretty close. I was like, seriously? Like, so like, well, you know, I think we have someone down there that like, you know, really wants to meet you. And I'm like, I'm not stupid. I know how this thing works. Like someone's got to request you. Everyone's got like lists and stuff, but no, I mean, like I hoped like you had requested me, but I mean, like I was definitely open to seeing who was down there. I had no idea, but I was like, but who is going to be, who remembers Danielle M? And she's like 36 years old. So
I think a lot of people remember sure Danielle. Yeah.
But, thanks. But yeah, I mean, like I was open to it. I was obviously hopeful that you had requested me.
Oh, I mean, everybody, when you, as you guys know, when you go on the show, it's a matchmaking show. Mm-hmm. So they want people to try to find somebody that they're compatible with. They ask every contestant, who would you like to see from past seasons? And I did request Danielle. It was interesting because Danielle and I, you know, we had spoken, you know, last year when I had gotten off Katie's season, she reached out after I did a anniversary post for Laura. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that we had both lost significant others and we're both
being in the franchise,
it's a very small group of people that can actually relate to everything. And so we formed kind of a friendship, even though we had never met in person. So mm-hmm. while it may look as though, you know, things jumped off to a hot start, there was kind of a lot of pressure on us because we had been friends. And as we know, if relationships don't work, you run the risk of losing a really good friend as well. And you don't know if that chemistry is there until you're right next to them and, you know, going through this with them. It's a really scary thing. And so it wasn't overnight. I mean, it took some time to develop that romantic chemistry that we needed. We knew the friendship was there, which is great to build a relationship off of, but was the romantic part there? And it is.
We can relate.
Totally relate. What was the extent of the DMs? Were you only talking via DM? Was it a total Instagram friendship? Did you talk on the phone, voice to voice, anything like that?
And it's just us talking, guys. Don't worry about it. Nobody else is listening to this.
And plus, we think that villainizing people for talking beforehand is overrated.
Well, I mean, everybody talks. Everybody's in everyone's DMs. But no, it was just like an Instagram friendship.
Yeah. You know, that was it. We didn't talk often. We liked each other's posts.
Yeah.
You know, it was brand new. We had, like, I knew about Danielle from other people in the Bachelor franchise too, that just spoke so highly of her. And I think when you hear so many people give consistent reviews, positive reviews of somebody, you know, I don't know, it's so telling. And so I didn't know if she was going to come down. I was very surprised when she actually came down. And I'm just happy with how everything kind of worked out. It hasn't been easy, but it's been also worth it.
I strive to do the same thing as Audrey's. That's what I'll say. Positive reviews, baby.
Five stars for Audrey's.
Danielle, what were you going to say? What were you going to say?
I want to piggyback off that just a little bit because it, like, for two people that were so guarded going into this, like, even that is like a friendship. Like, I was like, oh no, like, you hear the rumors. Like, I knew you were being considered for like Bachelor stuff. And I was like, nope, guard. Nope, this is just, I've got a crush on you, man. But like, nope.
Yeah.
This is strictly, I'm
platonic.
Super just like nice having like a friend that got it, you know?
Yeah. And that's one of the benefits too, is, you know, we found each other because we have a similar past. Mm-hmm. One that's important to note, that we will not allow it to define us.
Right.
It's something that we understand. I mean, there's so much more to a person than just the tragedies of their past or their experiences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for us, it's been very refreshing to not have to explain how confusing grief can be. She has gone through this. I mean, I think it's 12 years mm-hmm. for since Nick passed.
Yeah.
And for Laura, it was 2019. So, you know, I'm on 3+ years. And, you know, I've been able to learn and be inspired by her own journey so much that it's given me hope, and it's created this like amazing safe place where where we can be ourselves without judgment, and again, work at our own pace.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like $1 million.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal.
Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what?
Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Danielle, on the finale, you touched on the fact that your past relationships were different. You know, yours wasn't necessarily the healthiest relationship. And then Michael's with Laura was pretty much perfect. So how does that play a role in just understanding the grief and the loss of the relationship?
So I think you kind of just touched on it, just understanding that we both have different relationships with our past partners, that like grief will, I mean, grief doesn't really care. So like there's like that one common ground in there, but I know that mine looks different compared to his. Like I can't look back on mine and like, you know, like now it's been 12 years, like lots of therapy. I can see like the manipulation and things like that. And carrying like guilt around that. And knowing that that's not something, it's just the knowledge of knowing that things are different, but we also carry, they're different, but they're the same.
Right. Yeah. I think like for me, it's, there's this, when you look back, you think that you have an idea of where your life is going.
Yes.
And you have these trajectories, you know, you get the job, you buy the house, you get married, you have the kid, you do all of these things in this timeline, and life doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Like real things end up getting in the way. And so it's, grief sometimes is mourning the loss of the life you thought you were going to have. Yes. And in so many ways, it's really tragic. But, you know, if you were in a bad relationship, once you get into a healthy one, you know, you start to feel a little bit more grateful. Mm-hmm. And so you're mourning a lot than just the loss of a person. It's all of these ideas that you had in your head and that you mm-hmm. fell in love with and bought into along the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So have you guys, has James watched the show?
No.
Okay.
Too many black boxes.
Way too many black boxes.
He already is like, why is your belly hanging out?
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I know.
James, it's style, man. I don't know what to tell you. It's all right.
Dawson's going to say the same thing to Ashley. Yeah. Dawson's going to be like, what's that sparkly thing in your belly? And it's like, it's a belly ring, okay?
I don't have it anymore.
But you're going to put it back in, you said.
Yeah, I do. I want it back in.
She's going to put it back in. Yeah. But so is he aware that like you guys
Well, that are you're you moving to Ohio.
Yeah, so like, is I guess my question is he still think you guys are friends? Like, how? Yeah. I guess I'm a question. How do you handle that?
Yeah, I mean, I have kept it. James and I, we speak openly and honestly about everything. I always wanted to be that kind of parent that you could have that safe place with, not just for like the grief and the lost stuff, but things that happen at school, things that are going on around him. I don't want to keep him in the dark. We haven't had that conversation yet about, you know, Danielle and I dating. This may be a great weekend to have it. He's off school for like the next 5 days and Danielle's going to be up here for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I'm not scared to have it. I mean, at the end of the day, he wants happiness. He loves having people here. He loves when she comes in. It's not something I am really fearful of. And it's something that's, you know, imminent. And we're just really excited to have the holidays and be able to have someone next to you. It's been forever for both of us. It's just a really exciting time.
And I think the focus has really just been, at least for me with James, I just want to be someone that he feels safe around, that like he wants to color with, he wants to play tag with, he wants to sing weird songs with, you know, like I just want to be like someone he feels comfortable around. So
yeah, and their relationship is so adorable. I mean, he's so like, it's so cute. We were, last time she was here, we were driving up to like the airport, and right before we dropped Danielle off,
he's sitting in the back.
He's in the back seat, and he's like, Danielle, do you want us to give you a call when you get in there so you have someone to talk to and you can hear our voices?
Oh my gosh, how sweet!
Yeah, it is so sweet.
Like, does James really talk like that? I was like, yeah.
Yes. He's Confucius. It's a lot.
He's like Rodney. He functions on that like higher empathetic, like kind level.
Yeah. Yeah. He really does. And I don't know, things that come out of kids' mouths sometimes are the most profound.
He's the sweetest.
I know. It makes when you're saying you want James to feel safe and comfortable, I was thinking about, you know, obviously, Michael, you're a parent, and now Danielle, you're coming into that, and we're just becoming parents as well. And we flew to Virginia yesterday, and I had this like mini emotional moment to myself that I didn't even tell you till this moment, because we were flying, we were taking off, and I hate flying because I immediately think that the plane, as soon as it's going to take off, is just going to go crashing down after the runway. Oh yeah, I have
Dawson with you.
But it's so weird because in the air, but it's the takeoff.
Yeah, because I remember Dawson was sitting on me, and he's fine, and it actually helped, like having him, I usually have an emotional support animal, and having Dawson on the flight actually helps me because my focus is so much on him, ensuring that he feels okay. Yeah. And I remember thinking that like, he has no idea of the dangers of this world that surround him. And as a parent, you know, he's just the embodiment of innocence. Yeah. And it makes me concerned because it's, you know, as a parent, you want to make your kid feel as safe as possible. Now I'm talking about the physical safeness of my child, but of course the emotional safeness as well is something that we'll, you know, down the line have to really tackle. And,
I love that. Your beautiful child has become your emotional support animal.
It really is, man. Because it's like, I have to keep it
you
together.
You can carry them in through the airport and put them on your lap, a leash.
You don't have to paperwork for them.
No paperwork.
Oh, the paperwork with Lois was so annoying, but he used to hold Lois like he'd have to take care of her on takeoff. It was really adorable. Oh, dude,
we get through, and like everywhere we go with Dawson now, it's like everybody's just like trying to take care of us. Cause it's like, we have a baby. Nice. We take priority. They're like, you do.
Yeah.
You got 100%. No strollers through security or no joke.
We're the first ones to board. It's like we're group 7, but we're like, we have a kid. And they're like, oh, yeah, go right ahead.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great.
Parents and veterans.
Danielle, have you thought about that sticky situation where it's not, I'm not replacing your mom or keeping your mom's legacy around, like how you'll deal with that when you talk about Laura when James gets older? I mean, I'm assuming you guys will be together for a very long time.
I'm assuming that as well.
Safe to assume.
I think that's the plan.
I just want to feel I want him to feel like I'm somewhere safe that he can talk to about his mom. And just know that like,
again, like I'm not trying to step in and like replace. I just want to be somewhere safe for him. And
yeah, and it's, I think it's easy for people to want to do that. It's difficult to do. And she handles it with so much grace. And she's actually able to do it, which makes this whole thing so much better, is that I know that I found the right person.
That's awesome. Well, we do have to wrap with you guys, unfortunately. Before you go, last rapid fire question. Any thoughts on the Johnny, Greg, Victoria dramaticness going on?
Oh, man. We're too old for this shit, aren't we? I just hope that everyone's taking care of their mental health.
Yeah. That's a good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I second that.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, seriously, I could go on for another hour with you. So hopefully you can come back for an in-depth soon. We really appreciate you coming. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys too.
Happy Thanksgiving. And for everybody listening, rate Audrey's with 5 stars on Yelp.
Yeah. That means the freaking world to me.
You got the best coffee in Rhode Island.
Hey, whenever you guys want a little romantic Christmas or whatever holiday getaway to Newport, please come over.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah, and Jared, I'm still mad at you for beating me in fantasy football.
Goddamn right, baby. What's your team name? Sad Dad?
Sad Dad.
You're not a sad dad anymore.
Now he's happy dad, you know?
I'm gonna change it if I make the playoffs.
All right, bye guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a...
Guys are just so, so sweet. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Sad dad.
They're just the best.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.